Hi. I wasn't expecting that at all. In fact, I was expecting the scoreline to be the reverse. I was expecting us to get absolutely battered 3 or 4-1, and we've actually looked like a football team, and it's I'm very confused. Well, welcome to the Chelsea Echo Voice Note Review. This is a game where I'm not sure how to react after the week we've just had, after everything that's been going on. This happens, and I'm very confused, but I'm confused in a good way because we won. We looked unbelievable. We looked great. Enzo Fernandez and Caicedo running the midfield. Everybody else doing really well. Just watching Mauricio Pochettino now heading across the fans and pointing over at the players saying, "Well done, boys. Look at them. Don't thank me. They were fantastic today. Everyone stepped up, and I'm really happy. I don't know how to react. I just want us to build on this. That's all we can see from Chelsea now. Just build on it. We've been so up and down all season, but you know we're in a good position. We're in a very good position. So let's crack on. Let's get into the voice note review. I'll hand you over to the boys. Into the next round of the cup we go, and let's have it. Up the Chelsea. Come on.
Well, well, well. Who would have thought? Drop a certain player and we look very good. And I'm not saying that whole performance was because Raheem Sterling wasn't starting, but there must be. It can't be a complete coincidence. Unbelievable performance. The goal at the end from Diaby is a bit annoying because it's probably the only blot on. Otherwise, I think pretty much perfection. I thought De Sassi was probably his best game today for Chelsea. Really, really good after I've slagged them off. Badiashile as well, solid. They formed a good duo today. But really, what I want to talk about is the wingers. Nico Jackson on the left, Madueke on the right. I thought they were both exceptional. Nico Jackson with another goal. That's his sixth in 13, I believe, which is pretty good. Not a bad sort of starting point. He's still very young. It's his first season in the Premier League. He's looking more confident. He played well today. Noni Madueke, absolutely fantastic. That break he made, or he's somehow got through two tackles right next to the touchline. Could not have been more tight. Manages to get through. Brilliant. Got the assist for the first goal for Gallagher, although obviously that was a layoff. But just brilliant. All three goals, exceptional. I thought Malo Gusto was very good. I thought Gallagher played his best game in a long time. Enzo, absolutely brilliant. Fantastic performance. One of those rare Chelsea games are at the moment. We're not just talking about Cole Palmer, which is quite nice. That was the bar. That was, I think, our best performance of the season. That's what we've got to do. And that is the standard now, Chelsea. Next up, Palace on Monday. Massive game to continue the momentum. But I have to say, very, very impressive. Really good. Up the Chelsea.
Well, well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Chelsea Football Club have won a game of football. I can barely believe my eyes. Now, you'll have to excuse my voice. Producer George is in the wars today. He's struggling. The Rona has caught up with him. I want to talk about a little bit about patience. You know, before today's game, I'll be honest. I was extremely disenchanted with the state of our beloved Chelsea Football Club. I was upset that people weren't performing on the pitch. I was upset with the coaching. I was upset with the staff behind the scenes, upper office, upper management, etc., etc., the hierarchy, what have you. And tonight's win has humbled me slightly, because one of the lads I was displeased with was Nico Jackson. And certain individuals involved with the Echo kind of checked me on that and said, you know, he's a young lad. He's doing what he can. And lo and behold, I obviously said, nah, not good enough. Lo and behold, scores a great header to put us 2-0 up. Pochettino, as I see him here walking off the pitch, he still doesn't look happy. Who knows what's gonna happen tonight and in the next coming days. But I think tonight is a reminder, not just for me, but for everyone, to just be a little patient, you know? I hate to say project, because that implies that it's going to go on for a while. But let's just have a little patience with it. I just pulled up some notes on Sir Alex when he first joined United. And in his first four seasons, they finished 11th, 2nd, 11th and 13th. Now, if you ask me, I'd take those finishes if it means the next 20 years of Premier League wins, Champions League wins, etc., etc. And I'm not saying Pochettino is going to turn into one of the greatest managers who ever lived. I don't think he is that. But let's just get behind them and just be a little more patient, shall we? Leeds next, up the Chelsea.